Hello, everybody. My name is Daniel Prince, and I am the host of the Once Bitten podcast. This is a podcast focused on Bitcoin. It's my mission to interview as many people as I can around the different aspects of Bitcoin and help people understand exactly what Bitcoin could mean for them and for their families and for their future. I hope you enjoy the show. Thank you so much for listening. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Once Bitten podcast. Joining me on this show is Jimmy from Swiss Bitcoin Pay. Do you know that app? Have you downloaded that app? Are you using that app to help onboard your favorite bars, cafes, restaurants, hairdressers, butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, whoever it is, to accept Bitcoin? He's possibly made the easiest app to make that a reality. So please reach out to Jimmy if there's any way that you can help him with his project once you've listened to this show. As always, thank you to you guys for tuning in and for sharing and liking and subscribing and boosting on Fountain. I really appreciate it. I wish I could get back to all of the DMs and all of the messages. I do try and get through them. So just to let you know, I am watching and trying to get back to everybody. But before we get into the show, please show some support to the show sponsors, Swan Bitcoin or swan.com now. Very easy to go and start stacking sats over in the US. You can smash buy, you can set up your dollar cost average, you can speak to the team over at Swan, you can up your education with Jan Pritzker's book, Inventing Bitcoin, also found in different languages on the Consensus Network site. Relay, relai.ch/bitten. Use that code Bitten to get yourself a discount on commissions when you are buying Bitcoin. Just download the app and start smash buying up to 1,000 Swiss per day without any KYC. Coin Corner, based out of the UK, they're serving the Euro plebs and the UK plebs. They can take Euro and Sterling payments and send you back Bitcoin. You can also withdraw directly from your Coin Corner account using the Lightning Network. HODL, HODL are a global peer-to-peer trading and lending network, KYC free. They are also about to throw the Baltic Honey Badger conference. If you want to get across to Latvia, use the code Bitten to get yourself a 10% discount, but hurry up, that's coming up in less than 10 days. WasabiWallet.io are going to up your privacy when you're moving the Satoshis, these Bitcoin, off the apps and exchanges to take self-custody of them. You can run them through the CoinJoin service that happens automatically with Wasabi Wallet. Download the desktop client, create a wallet, save your words, do all of the good stuff, and then try to see what happens when you withdraw to it. The CoinJoin happens right in front of your eyes. Then the final step, cold storage, offline device, Bitbox have you covered. Go to bitbox.swiss/bitten for a 5% discount on the Bitbox O2 Bitcoin only hardware wallet. Then you can track all of this movement with the mempool.space. Get over there, check out the mempool, check out the blockchain, check out their educational resources, and have some fun. Go see what's going on in Bitcoin. Now, how do you up your own personal knowledge? The best way I found to do that is to get out there and meet people directly face to face. If you cannot afford or do not have the time to get across to any of the conferences, the easiest way is to find out who's in your local area. Orange Pill app is the best way to do that. You can download the app, pay $2.99 per month. Yes, it is a paid subscription. Yes, that keeps away the bots and the crypto bros and the scammers. And yes, you're likely to find people near you or a meetup or some kind of event. Or if you're traveling, you touch down in the new place and you get to find out who you can go and meet or where you can go and spend your Bitcoin. The conference is coming up. Surfing Bitcoin is about to drop. HODL HODL. We've already discussed the Baltic Honey Badger in Latvia. In the middle of October, we have Liberty in Our Lifetime. That is put on by the Free Cities Foundation. We're going to be dropping an episode about that pretty soon with their head of research. It's Parallel Structures Conference and is very worth checking out. You can use the code Bitten at checkout to get yourself a 10% discount there. The big one's coming back to Amsterdam. That is in mid-October as well. Again, hit that link in the show notes. You're going to get a discount. And Atlantis March of 2024, Bitcoin Atlantis, put on by the Free Madeira organization. Big names already confirmed, such as Jack Dorsey, Jack Mallers, Jeff Booth, and many, many more to come soon. I think I've just leaked a name there. But please forgive me, the Free Madeira team, if I have. It doesn't matter. But you can use code BITTEN to get a 10% discount. And I look forward to seeing you there and some of your families, because a lot of us going that are confirmed will be traveling with families and will be spending a week or 2 weeks on the island, and using this as an excuse to get to meet each other's families, have a great time, and hopefully to see as many of you plebs as we possibly can too. Enjoy this rip with Jimmy. Hey Jimmy, how you doing?
Good, and you?
Very well, mate. Very well. Good to see you again.
Yeah, same.
So you've been busy. The last time we spoke, I think it was like 4 or 5 weeks ago. It's flown by.
Yeah. Time go fast, especially in the Bitcoin space. So many things happening, many companies, many stuff. It's very an incredible time to be alive.
Certainly is, mate. Certainly is. Did you get to Prague? Did you get to any of the conferences?
No, not in Prague, but in Paradigm Bitcoin here in Switzerland. There were quite also a big conference here.
Okay, where was that?
It was in La Chaux-de-Fonds, canton of Neuchâtel, in the French part of Switzerland.
How many people were there?
Maybe 200, 300, between 200
cool. or 300. Yeah. All right, I had no idea. It's so great to hear of these little satellite events that are going on as well. And was that conducted in French, German, Swiss, German, English, all of the above?
Mostly French, but every conference were translated in English. So you could have headphones with an English translation.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Man, you guys are organized. That's amazing.
Thank you. That's not me. That's Lionel in Neuchâtel.
And what was the was there a theme? Was it for newbies? Was it for advanced? Was it techie? Who was it kind of aimed at?
It was mostly for beginners, for no coiners. There were some introduction with horlogerie, how to say in English, watchmaking, I would say.
Yeah.
With the link between Bitcoin, the stable, and long-term vision, also with the Swiss watchmaking. So there is some connection, interesting connection they presented. And then there were also a conference on energy usage, on Bitcoin adoption in the world. So yeah, it was very interesting, both for beginners and also for advanced user, I would say.
It's weird you've brought up about the watches, because just last night I seized the opportunity. I was talking to one of my daughter's friends that was over for dinner, and he was he noticed my watch. I have a Tag Heuer Monaco, and I was bought that for my 30th birthday. So 16, 17 year old timepiece, but a classic, and I love it, and I wear it all the time. And he's really interested in watches, it turns out. And it's great to see 17, 18 year old kids being drawn to something mechanical, beautifully made, you know, rather than like an Apple wristwatch or something. So we got sort of talking about watches, and he was telling me about like his favorite watches and why and what he wants, his dream watch, his dream watch collection that he's going to have. And I took that opportunity to show him, well, the best watch in the world is redefining horology. And I showed him mempool.space. And my daughter just like, oh my God. Because I said, let me show you a picture of my favorite watch, my most favorite watch ever. So I pull up the mempool, and my daughter, oh my God, like, how have you turned this into an orange peeling session? I'm like, because this literally redefines horology. This is now, we're at ground zero again. And if somebody's interested in timepieces and timekeeping, there is no better way to introduce somebody to Bitcoin with that passion in mind, you know. And as well, when we were in Prague for the conference over there, they have a beautiful astronomical clock. It's one of the most visited tourist attractions of the whole city, and you go there and you look at it, and yeah, of course it's a masterpiece, but you look at it and you think, man, like, what we're doing now It's Bitcoin. It blows your mind with every twist or turn that you take. So it's cool that you guys were doing that and linking it up with time as well. So Lauren's here.
Hello.
We're just geeking out about horology, Lauren. Do you know what horology is?
No.
Again, that could be your question.
What is horology?
Yes.
Yeah, horology is making watches, making the mechanical system that respect the time, respect 1 hour. And well, I'm not an expert, but just the way to, mechanical way to respect the time, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, like the study of watches, the study of time, and horologists, they like to collect time pieces and study it. So we were talking about how Bitcoin is redefining time in front of our eyes. And it's crazy. Do you want to get philosophical over that or just ask a question of it?
I'm just trying to... I just thought it kind of sounds like the Indiana Jones movie, the new one. I know that came out of nowhere, but...
Okay, I haven't seen it.
Well, yeah, it's about astrology. Well, a lot of it is kind of... I heard you make a company for, like, payments, but I don't really understand it. So can you explain it a bit more?
Yes. So Bitcoin was created 14 years ago. The aim of Bitcoin is to be able to spend it, right? It's the money, so you should be able to spend it in the restaurant, stuff like that. So there were really missing some tools, some easy to use tools in the Bitcoin space. So first there were Lightning, that was the first brick, I would say, Lightning Network. But then we lack of easy tools to use for merchants, for businesses, for restaurants that don't have time to set up a Lightning node, don't have time to understand Bitcoin, don't have time to manage your wallets, stuff like that. So I came out with a really easy to use solution that merchant can really get started in just 1 minute. So this is the goal. In 1 minute, a merchant can download the app, sign up very quickly, and they can start accepting Bitcoin payment right away.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. So what is this called? Sorry?
It's Swiss Bitcoin Pay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds pretty cool.
Sounds very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need more builders.
Yeah. There is already 15 merchants worldwide accepting Bitcoin, which is Bitcoin Pay, mostly in France, UK, Spain, even Brazil. There is a sushi shop in Brazil that use it. So yeah, it developed quite fast, actually. It's pretty new, just a few months ago I launched it, but it's developing quite fast.
Amazing. That'll definitely help with the Bitcoin expanding a lot.
Yes, it will. And do you have any further questions?
No, I don't think so.
You can ask your usual question.
What is your favorite thing about Bitcoin?
The predictability, the stability, the long-term vision, the fact that we are absolutely sure that it will stay for decades, centuries, and for a very long time, it really attract me to build on that rather than less stable things, I would say.
Okay, all right, well, thanks for your questions.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Right. Yeah. So let's get into Swiss Bitcoin Pay then. Let's tell the listeners and or the viewers, what is it? What is Swiss Bitcoin Pay? What have you built and how can people download and use it?
So Swiss Bitcoin Pay is a solution for merchants, for businesses that want to accept Bitcoin. So this is an app you can download on Google Play Store or Apple Store. Also F-Droid, if you know. So yeah, merchant, you can very easily onboard your local merchant. They don't know the app. They're filling very simple form, email, address, password, and very basic stuff like that. And they can decide if they don't want to keep in Bitcoin, they can decide to receive in Euro or CHF. So they put their IBAN, address, stuff like that. Sign up, and they can accept Bitcoin payments right away through Lightning. And basically, yeah, every day, we will convert this Bitcoin to Euro and send to their bank account directly. So we don't need to bother about sending to exchange, sell it to Euro, make the bank wire. This is all done automatically. They also have access to a dashboard, a web dashboard, where they can see the transaction. They can export the transaction for the accountant, for example. And yeah, so this is a whole tool set, I would say, for businesses that want to accept Bitcoin, want to move forward with their company. Yeah, and also attract new customer. We know that Bitcoin fans, Bitcoiners are willing to travel far to pay in Bitcoin. So yeah, it's all advantage for a business, actually.
Yeah, it truly is. And people do travel from miles around just to come and be able to spend their Bitcoin and support. That's what they're doing. They don't see it as spending their Bitcoin. They see it as supporting that merchant that's taken that step to be brave enough to say, hey, I accept Bitcoin. And I know this to be true because my brother did it in his cafe in Suffolk in the UK, which is in the countryside. And to get there, people have driven 2 or 3 hours to come for a meetup or just to go and have a coffee or a croissant or to bring him a gift just to say, you know, thank you for accepting Bitcoin. And it's blown him away, completely blown him away, the lengths that Bitcoiners will go to. And then they'll take videos. So they're doing the social media for him as well. Like, you know, then they're tweeting it out. Then everybody starts retweeting it. And then people are buying coffees for each other over Twitter. It's awesome.
Yeah, just awesome. Yeah. And it's free marketing for a business. It's free new customer. If you keep in Bitcoin, it's even better because your value will grow up over time. So this is really purely advantage. And again, it's really simple. I mean, just take 1 minute of your time, download the app, sign up, and it's really, really not complicated. People are actually really surprised of how easy it is.
So what's the benefit for let's go through a few scenarios because I know for example Relay have Relay for Business, so they help businesses on board. Coin Corner have merchant accounts, so a merchant can set up their account like anybody would with going through that process. You send off your business details, yada yada yada. From what I understand, Swiss Bitcoin Pay can be downloaded on the spot and an account created literally with just an email address. And that could be a burner email address if you really wanted to go that way, right?
Yeah.
So there's no KYC. And then you're good to go. You can start accepting Bitcoin.
Exactly. Yeah. The biggest difference with Coin Corner is that we are no KYC. Because we are based in Switzerland, so it allows to stay no KYC with a maximum of 100 francs per day. Yes, per day.
1,000 francs.
Yeah, per day. So if you stay,
it's 1,000, right? 1,000 francs per day, I believe.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So for most merchants, is really enough. If you stay below this limit, there's no KYC. So as you said, just email, password, and you're good to go.
And I mean, it's global. Anybody can use it.
Yeah, actually, yes. You don't need to be a real merchant. You need to have a business. Any individual can download and create a test account to test the service. Yes.
Huh. And then, so if the business is not convinced about holding the Bitcoin, they're convinced about the idea, yes, I want to offer another form of payment to my customers and attract a whole new market. They get that, but they don't want to hold the Bitcoin. They're not that far down the rabbit hole. They've not been convinced. So they can attach their IBAN, their bank account, to the app. So then, of course, you are KYCing yourself for those that, you know, are thinking along those lines. But to a merchant, probably they don't really care at that point. They just want the extra business.
Yeah, so, it's
so the Bitcoin would hit their account, and they get the option at the end of the day to switch that into euros or Swiss, and that will hit their, or whatever currency, and that would hit their bank account.
Yeah, it's actually low currency. It's not a real currency. You don't need to send any document or stuff like that. So just give your IBAN.
Just the IBAN.
Just the IBAN and big Swift code. Just IBAN information, actually. Mm-hmm. And yes, so if you when you sign up, you need to decide if you want to keep in Bitcoin or you want to receive in bank as Euro or CHF. If you choose this second option, so you give your information, and at the end of the day, the Bitcoin will be sold to your currency and sent to your bank account, as you said. So currently we only support Euro and CHF, but later this year we will support the pound and other currencies.
Ah, okay.
And again, this is done automatically, so you don't need to connect anywhere to click any button. I mean, this is done fully automatically.
Right.
So as it works today, right?
Right. So you make that decision at sign up, and then it's all done. It's all automated, and it hits your account.
Exactly. Exactly.
So how does that look behind the scenes then? How are you doing? What liquidity provider are you plugging into, and you know, how are you making that exchange happen?
We use BT. BT is a Swiss regulated company. So basically, we send Bitcoin to them with your IBAN and information. They sell the Bitcoin and they sell the Euro to you directly to your bank account. As easy as that.
Where's the business model for Swiss Bitcoin Pay? Is there some kind of little fee included in that?
Yeah, the fees is, if you convert in fiat in Euro, it's a 1% flat fee. If you keep in Bitcoin, the fees are lower, between 0 and 1% between the volume you do every month. So yeah, it's a little cheaper if you keep in Bitcoin, because I want to incentivize merchant to keep in Bitcoin.
Absolutely. So I'm thinking now along the lines of plebs that are listening to this, that perhaps sometimes they need to sell Bitcoin to fund their fiat clown world life. You know, those of us that have moved almost completely onto a Bitcoin standard, but still living in a fiat clown world. And a lot of people are dependent on finding peer-to-peer friends, family to sell Bitcoin to. They can use HODL HODL, for example, to go and do that.
Peach is also good.
Sorry?
Peach Bitcoin is also good.
Peach now, yes. Bisc, the other one that I'm aware of. Could they not use this? Could they not now use Swiss Bitcoin Pay?
Oh, of course they can use it, but I think the fees will be a little higher than if they go directly through BT. BT is a website you can access. BT, Montpellerin, there is many Swiss providers. Also Relay, by the way, right? Mm-hmm. You can also send your Bitcoin through Relay. So yeah, they can decide which service. I think Swiss Bitcoin Pay is not adapted. They will pay more fees than other services.
Because the problem people face is if they do go to the exchange that way, then they might have a taxable event, right? Depending on the country in which they live. So the way I'm thinking is, if I download Swiss Bitcoin Pay, for example, and I add an IBAN with a burner email address, let's say I've done all of that, and then I put in an IBAN to like a Revolut account or one of these other, you know, digital bank accounts, then I ping in my Bitcoin, that gets converted, and then that ends up in my Revolut or I'm not going to an exchange. I am not creating what, in air quotes, a taxable event. There's something there. I can't quite put my finger on it, but you know, it's an interesting mind experiment.
Yeah, the taxable event is, I would say, not my business. It depends on where you live, your region, etc. But again, we pass through BT, so you, as an individual, I prefer to pay less fees. So I would go through directly BT. Because Swiss
Bitcoin, but then I've got to open that account with BT.
No, there is no. It's the same limit. It's a Swiss company, so it's the same limit. Uh-huh. Below 1,000 CHF per day, right. There is no KYC. You send your Bitcoin, you IBAN, and you receive on your IBAN.
Okay. Huh. All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people get that. That's going to get a lot of people's minds going. Right. Okay. You said Lightning. Can you do on-chain as well, or is that something that's coming?
Yeah. It also works on on-chain, yeah. It's quite complex because when you onboard a merchant, you need to explain on-chain how it works. And it's not easy to explain that when the customer send the on-chain transaction, the merchant need to wait 10 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours before he is sure the payment has been received. But in a restaurant, it cannot work, right? Mm-hmm. The client can send a transaction, pending for 2 hours, he will leave. And after leaving, the client can cancel the transaction, right? So he would steal the business. So on-chain is... I would not recommend to use on-chain. I would recommend to disable on the dashboard. The merchant can enable or disable on-chain payments.
Okay.
Yeah, he need to understand how it works.
Yeah.
Because it's not as tribal, as easy to understand as Lightning.
Exactly. So when the plebs are out there, the pleb army doing their thing and showing their favorite bars, restaurants, cafes, whatever, it's best just to stick with Lightning, which we're all very, very well aware of. But it's just good to know that the on-chain option is there as well. Mm-hmm. So what is the vision then? What do you need to add to this? How can plebs help you? What's the best way we can get your message out there? Where do you need help if anybody can come and, you know, lend their time and their skill set?
Talk to the merchant, try to onboard them, give feedbacks on what's the issue, what's the pain point, and basically if you have ideas or what can be improved. What else? Yeah, just develop. I think it's going, I would say, fast enough, because I'm alone behind this project. So I think it's going quite fast. Just try to talk about the solution, talk to a merchant, try to onboard them, and I think it's quite already a good help.
Mate, this is amazing, right? So you've done this all alone. Let's back it up. What were you doing before Bitcoin? Pre-Bitcoin, what was fiat life looking like for you? What was the work? What was the journey to the rabbit hole?
I was a student. I'm pretty young, so I was a student before Bitcoin. So yeah, I get in Bitcoin. I mean, I heard about it 2013, but I just ignore it like many of us. But I dig in Bitcoin since my first salary, basically. So yeah, how to save money, and I search cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin. And yeah, two 3 years ago, I started to dig in Bitcoin seriously.
Where were you a student? What were you studying?
I was a student in Lyon at Epitech in IT private school. Mm-hmm. Okay. Development. So I'm talking more often to machine than human. Yeah.
So you graduate, and then yeah. do you go into a company, straight into a job?
Yeah, a fiat job, I would say, yeah.
And just doing all of that, IT, programming, development.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
So you've been doing this in your spare time?
Yeah, for the story, last year in August, I was fired from my company. So I had a lot of time and Lightning was developing like that and NFC cards were developing like that. So yeah, I have no kids. I have a lot of time. So I had to do something. So I end up with that. Yeah. And I would say the pain point is there is many ways to exchange Bitcoin to buy and to sell, but there is no ways to spend it. I mean, the aim of this shit is to spend it, right? To use it in real life. So I wanted to bring my expertise, my skills to help adopting in the daily life, to adopting Bitcoin in daily life.
There's a pretty good scene in Lyon, as far as I'm aware, for Bitcoiners. Rogzy is there. He's doing his Découvre for Bitcoin channel. I'm heading there for the first week of August. I've never been to Lyon. It looks like an amazing city. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm going to plug into the scene and try and meet some of the local Bitcoiners there. And hopefully they're going to be using Swiss Bitcoin Pay to accept my Bitcoin when I take my wife out for dinner or drinks. Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, yeah, thanks. Yeah, the French speaking scene is very large too. There's Deco Bitcoin, he's doing a very good job. Sébastien Gouspi is on the miner side. Everyone have their expertise, I would say. And it's really, really great to be here.
Are you going to be coming along to the conference in Biarritz end of August?
Not possible this year.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Yeah, it's a great conference and a great place for people to start learning about the solution that you've built, which is so well needed, as you know. So you're still this young. You've built this application. You were fired from your job. Did you manage to find another job? How are you supporting yourself? Or is this the idea that going forward, this is going to be able to support you as Bitcoin starts doing its thing and you can start adding features and perhaps building a team?
Yeah, I live in Switzerland. This is one of the most expensive countries in the world. So I had to find another job, a fiat normal, regular fiat job to pay the bills, basically. So I'm developing Swiss Bitcoin Pay on my spare time, which is okay. I'm also happy with my fiat job. I'm learning many things there too. Swiss Bitcoin Pay is developing like Bitcoin, slowly but steadily.
So what would your message be to listeners or viewers that are trying to build something in the Bitcoin space and trying to perhaps escape their fiat life? What I mean, you must have had this idea and then dragged your feet, or did you go straight in for it? What was that kind of process for you?
The beautiful thing about Bitcoin space is most of the thing is open source. The Bitcoin code is open source. The Lightning implementations are open source. There's so many tools, so many things open source, so many things, basically so many tools. So try to use them to make smart combination of this tool, this company services, and maybe we'll end up with a new use case that nobody explored. And you can try to find a market on this specific space. And who knows, maybe you will find something totally new and unexpectedly brilliant. I don't know who to say. Yeah.
Just experiment. Were you leaning on any other resources when you were trying to build this, like YouTube videos or anything like that from other people out there in the Bitcoin space? Anywhere that you can point people towards?
I can only speak on the IT side. I mean, on the development side, the coding side. I'm not sure I've looked specific Lightning development courses or stuff like that. I just look at the documentation of Lightning Labs, for example. I think Découvre Bitcoin, so he's French speaking, but he also have English courses. He go really in details in many, many aspects of Lightning, RGB. RGB is also something maybe people can, the viewers can check, because there's so many things to build with RGB, I guess. The IT world is, you need to learn by yourself most of the time. Learning a specific courses is you are kind of locking yourself in something, but instead try to use your creativity, your imagination to use different tools and to combine them. This is how I think usually.
What's one of like your favorite stories you've had from around the world of people that have reached out to thank you for building Swiss Bitcoin Pay, or maybe you've heard a story of somebody using it in a different country, and that there must be some heartwarming stories out there that all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I built this thing and it's being used and people are finding value in it?
I don't think I have a very special answer to that. Just very people say thank you for what you're building. And basically merchant last week in Paradigm Bitcoin in La Chaux-de-Fonds, the business owner that used Swiss Bitcoin Pay was surprised how easy it is, because he also have multiple employees, and I did not explain it, but all employees can install the app and receive Bitcoin payment for his company. So yeah, he said the process is very fluent, very easy. And yeah, they are just happy. I mean, they are just happy to use it. The best feedback is when people say it's easy, right? The Bitcoin space is such complex. For most people, it's a big machine. It's really complex to understand. So when people tell me it's easy to use, I'm rewarded.
Yeah. All right. So there's a rally cry for the plebs. Anybody listening, download the app, have a play around with it, and then start showing it to, your other Bitcoin friends at meetups and whatever else. And then we can start getting people out into the merchants. That's the goal here. All right, man. Well, yeah. I got to end it on the usual question for you. So if you had just one last orange pill left to give to somebody, who would you give that to and why?
Who? I would say someone that has quite a political power, maybe, on a local scale, on my city, for example, that could then orange pill over a politician. Because I think they are missing understanding how this technology, how Bitcoin can improve the life of so many people, in any place, in any country, in any economic situation. I mean, it's just brilliant what Satoshi have created. So we need to show it. We need to explain it to the world. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Well, how can people reach out to you if there's any way that they think they might be able to help you or have been inspired and want to reach out, say thank you? Where can they find you?
My Twitter handle is Jimmy_SBP, Swiss Bitcoin Pay. On the website, you can send an email, you can order a NFC card, you can test the app. And on Twitter, the company handle is Swiss Bitcoin Pay.
Swiss Bitcoin Pay, right? Yeah. Okay, and I think you did a Bitten code. So if people use the code Bitten, what does that get them if they've downloaded the app?
If this person generates fees for Swiss Bitcoin Pay, you will earn 8% of these fees. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go, plebs. There's the dangled carrot right there for you. Jimmy, it's been great to hang out and talk to you about Swiss Bitcoin Pay. Shout out to Joe Hall, who put us in touch originally. And it's been awesome to see it build. And thank you on behalf of the community for everything that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, man. Take care.
Thanks.
Well, there you go, guys. Are you bullish enough yet? Do you see what's being built behind the scenes? Had you already heard of Swiss Bitcoin Pay, or is this a new service to you? I know the guys over in the UK at Bridge to Bitcoin have been in close contact with Jimmy and Swiss Bitcoin Pay and are using that to help onboard merchants now as well. So it really is a great solution for those of you who are brave enough to be out there orange pilling as many merchants as you possibly can. And if you want to find merchants that are accepting Bitcoin, you can head over to BTC Map that was built out by Nathan Day just about a year ago, actually, when we were over in Riga. That's where that kind of inspiration hit him and he started that project. You can go back and listen to that. You'll find an interview with Nathan about BTC Map. I can't remember the episode number. You just have to scroll through. And this is what it's all about, right? People are complaining about Bitcoin being in a bear market, which is absolutely crazy to me when the price is anywhere between $20,000 and $30,000 per coin. How is that a bear? Like, this is absolute complete nonsense. Do not listen to the mainstream narrative. Tune out to the noise and find the signal. How do you find the signal? Well, you go to Bitcoin only podcasts. There are many more out there. You go to Bitcoin only companies, the ones that support this show. We go through them at the beginning: Swan, Relay, Coin Corner, Hodl Hodl, Wasabi, Bitbox, Mempool, all great Bitcoin only companies who are there to help you not only with their services that they're providing, but also their educational resources as well. Go meet someone. This is the best. This is the secret sauce. This is the magic ingredient. Standing in front of a Bitcoiner. I still remember a week in early January 2020 when I met my first two Bitcoiners in real life. First three, actually. Badders, big shout out. Max, you know who you are. Checkmatey. They've all been on the show as well. This started changing my life and started giving me the confidence to start this podcast over 3 years ago. And I've now crossed, with Lauren, 1 million downloads. That's very few compared to some of the other podcasts or podcasters out there. It's taken a long time to get there. It's all been organic growth. But that is what it takes just to keep turning up, interviewing plebs, press record on a Zoom call, and ship that audio onto Anchor. And I please beg any of you listening to do the same thing. There aren't enough Bitcoin podcasts. There isn't enough content. Go make something. Step up. We need you. We are all in this together, but we've got to keep pushing forward. And people like Jimmy, who are out there building in the background, these services are unbelievable. So please reach out to Jimmy. Go say hi. If there's any way you can lend your resources to him, please do that as well. Anyway, that's enough from me. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. Get to a conference. You know what's coming up. Please check out Liberty in Our Lifetime, which is slightly different. It's brought to you by the Free Cities Foundation. And you can get 10% discount using the code BITTEN.